Good evening once again, everyone. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. In Elm Creek for Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball, it is our second match of tonight's triangular with the SEM Mustangs and the Loomis Lady Wolves, the two visiting teams doing battle here at Elm Creek. In our first match tonight, Elm Creek defeated SEM 25-14 and 25-17. This is the new Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're glad to have you along with us, and let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Our growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. We've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for our customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, for the SEM Mustangs, their starting lineup will go with number 19, 5'10 freshman Miranda Pierce, number 14, 5'4 senior Deidre Brooks, number 13, a 5'10 senior Sarah Simmons, number 26, 6' senior Megan Berg, number 21, 5'8 freshman Rachel Ibaugh, and number 15, 5'10 senior Lauren Ibaugh. The libero is number 30, 5'7 senior Alyssa Jeffrey. Coaches at SEM, Misty Freeman and Lacey Bowden, and they are now 6-6 on the season after the loss there to Elm Creek. They had won three in a row before that match. For the Loomis Lady Wolves, here's their service rotation. They'll start with number 6, 5'3 junior Sydney Bartra. She's followed by number 27, 5'7 junior Katie Morton. Number 23 is a 5'7 senior Sydney Rodenbaugh. Number 21, 5'6 junior is Paige Rademacher. Number 8, 6' junior Olivia Rodenbaugh. And number 22, 5'6 senior, Amber Collins. The libero is number 1, 5'3 senior, Britta Bergman. Head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves, Lynette Gleason, assisted by Carol Samuelson. Loomis is 11-1 on the season, ranked 5th in the Lincoln General Star, 7th in the Omaha World Herald in Class D2. Their only loss came last week to Axtell when both were unbeaten, and it went 3 sets. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Well, we're about ready for volleyball. The green uniforms with white trim and black shorts for Loomis, they'll move from right to left. And the white uniforms with purple lettering and trim for the SEM Mustangs, they'll move from left to right. And we're about ready to get some volleyball underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Looks like the opening serve will be Loomis Wolves. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Bartra. Sydney wearing number 6 tonight instead of her normal 16. And as we get things underway, the serve is across. And SEM can only pass it back over with Simmons. They had some passing problems against Elm Creek. Outside, Morton's first swing is good for a kill. I'll tell you what, she is one heck of a volleyball player. They saw that good talent, good competition in Axtell and Elwood last week. And, boy, she more than held her own. Strong serve by Bartrup. Here is the set by Deidre Brooks. Outside, Megan Berg finds the back line. And Megan will have the first kill for the Mustangs. SEM got off to a very slow start in the opening game. They were down 7-1 and 14-3. And then played even the rest of that game, and started the second game was 9-9. Elm Creek got 6 in a row. They eventually went up 15-9 and coasted into the 25-17 victory. Boy, we've had some real problems so far tonight with who's supposed to be serving and at what time, and we have it again here for SEM. We had two out of rotations on the offense in the first match. And this is already, as SEM gets ready to serve, this is the fourth time tonight we have had a delay here over who's supposed to be serving. In fact, SEM subbed back in Miranda Pierce here, who was number one in the rotation. But then if you're not the first server, you've got to move around. So Coach Gleason was kind of wondering what was going on, and all they can do is concede to what the officials are doing, and so Pierce will serve it across, and we get to play some volleyball. Middle attack, Loomis makes quick work of it with Sydney Rodenbaugh. 2-1, Loomis. Back to serve it away will be Morton. Katie has a little jump serve of her own. They were very effective. Loomis all on their serves last week. And what a great serve here. Can't be handled. It's an ace. 3-1. Elm Creek had 9 ace serves against SEM earlier tonight. And SEM hoping they can handle the serves a little bit better here. But Morton sure can get on a roll. Morton fires it across right down the line to Ibox. Passed over and inbounds here. Dumped across there by Sydney Rodenbaugh. SEM will go to the outside. Berg. Berg over the double block. Picked up there by Bergman. Outside attack is blocked. Rodenbaugh. Olivia is stuffed up front by Sarah Simmons. That was one of the bigger matchups at the net so far tonight, including the first match, not just the first 5 points of this game. Now Deidre Brooks will serve. Floats it into the back row. Morton handles. Here's the set outside. Rodenbaugh. Tip kill is dug up. Nice job, Brooks. And it's pushed across by Lauren Ibaugh. Good hustle by the Mustangs. Still alive. Bergman has to just pass it over. Free ball here now for SEM. They go middle. Simmons, the set's not there, so she readjusts and tips it over the double block for the kill. 3-3. Good hustle by SEM to dig that up. And Deidre Brooks serves it away. Long drive over to Morton. Good pass. Right side attack. Going to be blocked by Berg. Loomis watches the fall to the floor. Well, they got a hand on it, and then weren't sure who should take the second hit. And Berg will get credit for the block. Brooks will serve again. 4-3 now. SEM with 3 in a row and looking for more. And down the middle it goes to Morton. Bartruck the center. Goes outside. Rodenbaugh. Olivia over the block. Got the kill. First kill for Olivia Rodenbaugh. And that will tie things up at 4. 4-4, your score. And again, a little equipment area here. Tie that shoe up. We're ready to go. Back to serve it away will be Britta Bergman. And across it comes to Brooks. Set. Ooh, it went through the setter's hands. And the double hit call. Point for the Wolves. Doug Goodell along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, and Eddyville, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Bergman serves it. They let it go, and it's just out of bounds. That's a dangerous one to let go, but it was deep, and it's 5-5. Back to serve it away for SEM will be Sarah Simmons. She has the true jump serve. She's been a little hit and miss, but we've seen her pelt some good ones here tonight, too. High toss. That one a little bit behind her. Drives it over. Bergman plays it to Bartruff on the outside. The attack by Amber Collin is blocked up there by Ibaugh. They'll try it again. Set across by Rademacher. SEM goes to Berg. Megan's going to set it into the middle. Bergman will pass it right back over, and SEM has it. Berg again too close to the net, so she tipped it over. Loomis with the dig. Bartruff. Rodenbaugh in the middle. She'll tip it across, and we've got a rally going here. SEM is dug out there by Alyssa Jeffrey getting it across. Outside attack again by the Wolves. It's down and good this time, Amber Cullen. Amber with her first kill. Pretty good point there on both sides. And Loomis ends up finishing it off. 6-5 in favor of the Wolves. And back to serve it away, Paige Rademacher. Rademacher's serve across to Jeffrey. Overpass above the net, and it's won by SEM. Loomis went for the quick kill, but Rachel Ibaugh got up at the same time and blocked it right back in their face. 6-6. SEM only had one ace block against Elm Creek. They've already got 3 here in this set. Serve across, and the attack is down and good. Loomis one-timer, Amber Collins. 7-6, Wolves. Again, 11-1 on the season. Their only loss came in a 3-setter, 2-1, against Axtell at Elwood last week. Olivia Rodenbaugh with the serve. Pass up to Ibaugh, punched across by Lauren Ibaugh after the set from Rachel. Slide, Morton. Morton hits the back line. Katie Morton with her second kill. Now, Katie would have to be at the top of the list of impressive volleyball players that we've seen in the area this year. She's very, very solid in the matches we've seen. Olivia Rodenbach gets it across, and SEM can't get a good pass up. They pass it into the net. And a point here for Loomis. So three in a row for the Wolves for the first time, 9-6. And Rodenbach deep serve, just played on the back line by Jeffrey. And Ibaugh tries to pass it across and does. Slide again, Morton. Morton again hammers it home. Boy, she's quick, and they can run it. Far trip to Morton. Four in a row now for the Wolves. 10-6. And Rodenbaugh again to serve it away here for the green of Loomis. A tough serve, and they cannot get it back across. We'll call that an ace. Rodenbaugh makes it 11-6. And let's see how long SEM goes before they burn a timeout here. Rodenbaugh, they hope they can get the ball back so they don't have to use one. Pass the bat across by Miranda Pierce. Loomis didn't get a good pass, and they're not going to get it over. So SEM will get the ball back on their side after Loomis couldn't handle the free ball. And back to serve it away will be Rachel Ibaugh. And Rachel serve. Slapped right in the middle. No problem. Morton handles it. They'll set it back to Morton. Standing spike from the 10-foot line. Floats across to Simmons in the back row. Ibaugh middle attack is deep. And a point for Loomis. 12-7. Earlier tonight, Elm Creek swept SEM 25-14, 25-17. And in the opening set of our second match of the night, 12-7 Loomis. And to serve it, Amber Collin. Down the middle it goes to Jeffrey, set to the outside. Here's the attack by Pierce. It's a good one, but a nice dig in the back row to keep it alive, and now Morton drives it over. Amber Collin had the dig. SEM can only pass it across to Ibaugh. Taken by Rademacher, set middle, and it'll be tipped across by the Wolves. SEM is ready, and they pass it right back over. Here's Bartrow, set. Morton outside. She'll drive it over. It's dug up. It goes into the ceiling, but it's saved there, and again, the libero, Jeffrey, is able to get it back across. Morton this time rolls it over the block, and it will work. Katie Morton took something off that one and got the 13th point here for Loomis. So they're halfway home in game one. Back to serve it one more time, Amber Collin. Loomis starting to pick up their play here a little bit as game one moves along. Simmons on serve, receive, sent it to Pierce on the outside. The freshman drives it over. Dig made by Collin. Middle attack taken across by Sydney Rodenbach. SEM will have to just pass it over as Deidre Brooks ran it down. Set middle. Ooh, the set's a little wide. Adjustment by Morton got it over. Simmons digs. Pierce on the attack, and she'll get the kill. Miranda Pierce, the freshman, with her first kill of the game. And side out here for SEM. 13-8. Loomis with the lead. And Lauren Ibaugh to serve. She has an ace. Boy, that couldn't have been much more placed well. Couldn't have been placed much better, is probably what we should say. If she'd walked over there and sat it down. Ace serve for Lauren Ibaugh. This one is right down the middle. And Loomis handles. They go to the outside. Morton. Morton mishits. And into the net it goes. Point SEM. 13-10. So the Mustangs trying to get a little something going themselves right here. Get back into this opening game after being down by six. Serve clips the net, just got back over. Pierce with a quick return. At the net, Bartrow sets outside Morton. Morton, good look and termination. That's the fifth kill already for Katie Morton. 14-10, Loomis. And rotating back to serve it away for the Wolves will be Sydney Bartrow. Bartram knuckleballs it right down the middle to Rachel Ibaugh. Now trouble on who's going to pass it because Ibaugh's the center. They pick it right at her. Here's Bartram sets for Loomis. Right side attack. Going to be taken off the tip by Paige for Rademacher for the kill. First kill for Paige. And it's 15-10. Loomis now back up by five. And Sydney Bartram to serve. As we start our second time through the rotation, it's deep and out of bounds. SEM brings Berg back into the front row, and Miranda Pierce will go back and serve it away. Freshman takes a little time and now punches a high, deep one over to Berg. Here's the set. Morton, no block, and it's a good dig in the back row that time by Lauren Ibon to keep it alive. Simmons sets it over. Loomis will try again. This time they'll go middle, and it's punched across by Sydney Rodenbaugh with a kill. SEM is keeping such a eagle eye there on Morton that Rodenbaugh has snuck in a couple of times unblocked. And back to serve it away will be Katie Morton now with that jump serve. Got an ace the last time she was back there. This time, out of rotation on the offense. Boy, I've not seen this many out of rotation calls on the offense, not just this season, maybe ever. And that gets a powerful Katie Morton off the service line. And it wasn't that they had the wrong server either. 16-12. And SEM to serve it across. It's Deidre Brooks. Middle attack, Rodenbaugh can't get it over the net. Attack error, point Mustangs. Cut the lead to 3. Don't forget college football going on tonight on our sister station, ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Miami Hurricanes at the Pitt Panthers. They're about ready to get it going. Ace serve, Deidre Brooks. And here come the Mustangs. 16-14. They've scored 4 of the last 5 and 7 of the last 10 points. Brooks serves again. This one deep to Bergman. Good pass to Bartruff. Set outside Rodenbaugh. Dug out on the other side by Jeffrey. Now Megan Berg on the swing. Off the block. Good dig by Bartruff. Set to the middle and just tipped across by Olivia Rodenbaugh. And she finds a hole on the defense and gets the kill. Side out here, and Bergman, the libero for Loomis, will go back and serve it away. 17-14. Wolves lead it. Here in game one of this Fort Kearney Conference Triangular, it's our second match. Earlier, Elm Creek beat SEM in straight sets. 25-14, 25-17. Ball in play. Loomis will take the swing on the right side. Good one arm up in the back row by Lauren Ivaugh, and then it's taken across by Berg for the kill. Megan Berg with her second point. 17-15. SEM can cut it to 1, and they have that powerful jump serve of Sarah Simmons. See if she can get a good one. Now she mishit it, and it didn't make it to the net. Now that can be kind of a make-or-break deal. You have to hope that the aces outweigh the errors when you try that jump serve. 18-15 Loomis, and an error on the other side. So right back over to the Wolves. Still a two-point game, and Megan Berg is going to stay in, it looks like, and serve the volleyball away for the Mustangs. And Berg, a high, safe serve. Bergman takes it the other end. A little slide to Rodenbaugh. She'll get it across. Good pickup there by Lauren Ibaugh, and pass across by Pierce. Loomis sets middle. Oh, overset. Bartruff didn't get that set where she wanted. And a point for SEM, 18-17. And a chance now for the Mustangs to tie it up. And Berg, deep serve, handled. Bartruff sets outside. Here's the attack by Collins, down and good. Third kill for Amber Collins. And Loomis will maintain the lead at 19-17. Back to serve it away, Olivia Rodenbaugh, right on the line to Pierce. They'll set it middle. Here is Ibaugh to tip it across, and that is going to work for an SEM kill. Lauren Ibaugh, her first. So SEM has done a great job of not letting Loomis go on any more runs since the 13th point that they put on the board. And back to serve it away will be Rachel Ibaugh, still trying to tie it up here. Bergman to Bartruff, to Morton, and the point is over. Katie Morton back in that front row where the Wolves like to see her. And that'll be her sixth kill. Back to serve it away. Amber Collin now for Loomis. And Collin with a two-point lead at 20-18 to Jeffrey. Close to the net. Brooks tried to punch it over. Couldn't get it done. Point Loomis. Neither team has called a timeout yet in this game. And it's 21-18. Amber Collin to serve. And Collin, a deep serve, but it's in play. Simmons plays it. Set to the outside for Pierce. The freshman cuts it over for another kill. Miranda Pierce with her second kill. 21-19. Just 6 kills in the game for SEM. They do have 3 ace blocks, a couple of ace serves. So it's not all been at the mat here for the Mustangs. But they've been playing catch up the whole set. Will they be able to catch Loomis? Morton outside, not going to let him do it there. They have not found a way, SEM, to stop Katie Morton. 22-19, Loomis. And back to serve it away is Sydney Bartrup. Bartrup right down the line to Jeffrey. Passed into the net, above the net, and a knockdown by Morton. It didn't matter. They called SEM in the net anyway. Katie Morton went up and tipped it down, and we will see a timeout now by SEM. Loomis 23, SEM 19. We're back after this on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
Sydney Bartrup will pick up the point on serve here as it's returned back into the net by SEM, and that will get us to game point at 24-19, and Coach Freeman is going to use her second timeout here. Try one more time to put a little pressure on the 5-3 junior Bartrup. 24-19, we'll keep it here and see if Loomis can wrap things up or if SEM can make a run here at the end of the opening set. Again, that's what's going on with volleyball. We've got more volleyball Tuesday. It'll be a C1 top 5 matchup in Kearney as Kearney Catholic hosts number 1 Grand Island Central Catholic, and that gets underway next Tuesday at around 7 for the varsity action. Now we're back to action here. Sydney Bartrup to serve for Loomis. It's game point, but the service just off the back line and out of bounds. So that's a way to keep SEM alive with the service error. 24-20. And back to serve it will be the freshman Miranda Pierce. SEM needs the next 4 points. It's still game point, Loomis. Easy one right in the middle to Morton. They'll set Morton up on the outside, but she can't get to it because the set was wide. And the error will give SEM another point. 24-21. Still need 3 more. And Pierce with the serve. Again at Morton. Bartra sets. They go Morton on the outside. Good look, and it's going to be dug out by Ibott. Hit the beam. SEM should get it back over, and they do with Brooks. Picked up by Britta Bergman. Pass back to the middle, and it's going to be slapped off the net and just across for the Loomis point. Sydney Rodenbaugh. Little luck there for Loomis on the last point of game number 1. But nonetheless, Loomis is able to win it 25-21 over SEM, and we will take a look at the first set numbers after this 1-minute break on Classic Hits 98.9.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudeback with you here at Elm Creek as Loomis has taken the first set from SEM. 25-21, here are the numbers for SEM. Sarah Simmons, an ace block and a kill. Deidre Brooks, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Lauren Ibaugh, 2 service points. 1 was an ace and 1 kill. Miranda Pierce, a service point and 2 kills. Rachel Ibaugh had an ace block. And Megan Berg, a service point, an ace block, and 2 kills. SEM, 6 kills, 3 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. For Loomis, Britta Bergman had a service point. Olivia Rodenbaugh, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Sydney Bartrup had 4 service points. Paige Rademacher had a kill. Amber Collin, 2 service points, 3 kills. Sydney Rodenbaugh, 3 kills. And Katie Morton had an ace serve and 8 kills. Loomis, 17 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. The Wolves take game 1 from SEM, 25-21. And we'll be back with game 2 after this timeout on KKPR.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, SEM will get to serve it away to start game number 2. Pierce gets it over, and Loomis is going to take the attack. Where else? Outside Katie Morton, who just hit the back tape for the kill, and Morton with her 9th put away here of the match. Again, Elm Creek, the host, and they will play Loomis in our final match coming up when this is done, about 20 minutes after. With the serve in out of bounds, Loomis, Sydney Bartrup just a tad deep. SEM will get it right back, and Deidre Brooks will stay in there and serve it away. After winning 3 in a row, SEM hoping they don't lose 2 in a row, but they're going to have to win this set to keep it going. Middle attack is blocked up there from Sydney Rodenbaugh, and Sarah Simmons has the ace block. Loomis got one hand on it, but not enough to get the ball back over, and Deidre Brooks will serve it away. SEM would like to get a run going here. They haven't had a major one yet tonight. Bartrup dumps it over as the server position, but picked up by Simmons, and Berg will slap it into the back corner. Bergman has it, set outside, tapped over that time by the Wolves' Morton. Berg, oh, the set was flat, and Berg couldn't do anything with it. Into the net it goes, and we're tied at 2. Again, a reminder, high school football tomorrow night here on KKPR, Centura at Minden, 7 o'clock kickoff. Southern Valley at Kearney Catholic on ESPN Radio. Katie Morton with that chop serve. You heard the whistle, and that's an ace. Her second of the match. And Morton to try it again. See if she can get a run going. Another great serve. And that one, Brooks with an equally good dig, and it's pushed back across by Berg. Loomis out of the offense. They'll have to set it across there with Rademacher. Ibaugh dumps it over for SEM. Rademacher saves it again. Tipped across there by Sydney Rodenbaugh. Middle, Simmons off the tip. Good tip that time. And it will be Loomis not getting it back. Wow. The center couldn't get there. There was a little collision. And SEM is going to get a gift. Simmons will go back and serve it away. 3-3 early in game number 2 after Loomis took the opening game 25-21. And the chup serve of Simmons. Good, powerful one cross court to Rodenbaugh. They'll set it middle this time, and just setting it across with Sydney Rodenbaugh to Berg. Berg for SEM drives over. Morton digs in the back row. Here's Olivia Rodenbaugh on the left side. Lofts it over the double block. Picked up easily by Jeffrey. Berg slaps it over again. Morton a full-out extension to dig that and get it passed over by Bartrup. SEM goes middle to Ibaugh. She'll tip it over. Another dig by Morton. And this one has to be knocked across in the back row by Bergman, and she finds a good spot, the rare libero kill. Brittany Bergman makes it 4-3, Loomis. Now she'll rotate back and serve it away. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, and Miller. World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Ibaugh on the attack for SEM. Picked up Bergman outside. The attack by Collin is blocked by Ibaugh. So they'll try right side with Rademacher to take it over. SEM with the dig. Megan Berg with the swing. Bergman digs it out. Here comes another Collin swing. Just picked up there by Jeffrey. Stays in the back row. They'll have to pass it across. SEM does. Morton sets it up front. Bartrup, good middle attack this time. Rodenbaugh, good dig by Brooks. Joust at the net. Finally put down by Collin. Great point. Amber Collin will get the kill. with some really good defense on both sides of the net during that rally. Bergman to serve again, 5-3 Loomis. And down the middle it goes to Brooks. Good pass. CM's handling the serves a little bit better here, and Megan Berg will tip it down for the kill. It's a lot easier game when you can pass the volleyball. Coaches always know that that is the key. And Megan Berg will go back and serve. You got to serve aggressive, and then you got to be able to handle those aggressive serves. Berg to Bergman. Here's the middle attack. Olivia Rodenbaugh straight down. Number three for Rodenbaugh. Side out Loomis. And Paige Rademacher to serve it. Rademacher gets that one just over. Picked up by Miranda Pierce in the front row. And then Ibaugh tries one from the middle and sends it long. Loomis 7, SEM 4. Rademacher with her first service point of this match. Looks for another one here. Trying to get Loomis an extended lead. But instead, she'll serve it deep. And SEM will pick up the point. Back to serve it away for the Mustangs will be Rachel Ibaugh. Again, Loomis won the opening set 25-21. They lead SEM 7-5 here early in game two. And an ace serve as two Wolves bump into each other. And the ball flutters away. Ace serve for Rachel Ibaugh. And that is the third ace serve of this match for the Mustangs. And a chance to tie it up here. Ibaugh mishit it and went wide out of bounds. So the ace erased by the error. And it's 8-6 Loomis. Again, don't forget, Elm Creek plays next in the final match against Loomis. Should be a great one. Elm Creek 11-2. Loomis entering this match with SEM at 11-1. And Rodenbaugh to serve. Olivia floats it over to Ibaugh. Middle attack for Lauren. Picked up there by Paige Rademacher and sent across to the Mustangs. Here's the attack. Pierce got him leading the wrong way. And Miranda Pierce will drop it down. 8-7. So kind of like game one where it was close for a long time. And then once Loomis got the point to go 7-6, they ran off six in a row and got to 13 and held on for the lead or for the win. Ibaugh serves. Tipped across by Morton. Blocked by Simmons. She'll tip it right back to her. Sarah will now dump it across. And Bergman gets it right over on a one-timer for SEM on the dig. And the attack by the Mustangs is going to be deep. And Loomis's point. Amber Collin into the back row to serve it. That means Morton is setting up in the front row. Hoping to do some more damage for Loomis. Deep serve out of bounds. So that's three service errors already here in the game for Loomis. 9-8. SEM again a chance to tie it here with Miranda Pierce. And Pierce with the serve. Punches it over to Bergman. Here's the set outside. Morton. Morton gets way up. The ball goes down in a hurry. 10th kill for Katie Morton. 10-8, Loomis. And now it will be the Loomis setter, Cindy Bartruff, to go back and serve it away. And Bartruff swats it down the near side. Picked up by Ibaugh to Berg and passed across by Simmons. Bergman passes it up, Bartruff. They go middle. There's the attack by Morton. Hit the tape, popped it up. SEM has it, and Berg will roll it back over. Another opportunity here in the middle for Loomis. And it's tipped across by Rodenbaugh. Free ball. Simmons doesn't put it away the first time. Berg doesn't put it away the second time. So Loomis will go to Morton, and she will put it away. SEM had a couple of free opportunities above the net, but couldn't respond quickly enough to jam it down. And it's 11-8 Loomis. And again, Sydney Bartrow serves. Pass back out of bounds. It'll be an ace for Sydney. And here we go. Loomis with a little bit of a run going. And this is where they were pulling away in game number one. SEM doesn't want to let them get too far away. And the serve is staying in the back row. It'll have to be set across there by Berg. Opportunity again, Loomis. They go middle. It's going to be tapped across by Rodenbaugh. SEM has it to the outside. Berg just put him across, and they're really high, so easy plays for Loomis. Good block up there by Simmons. Still on the Loomis sideline, and going cross-court is Paige Rademacher. Good dig in the back row by Brooks. Kept it alive. Back over to Loomis. Set outside Morton. Big swing is deep. Point, SEM. Tried to go to the far corner and set it wide. And Deidre Brooks now will serve it away. SEM has been playing catch-up pretty much all night long, and they'll serve it out. So right back over to Loomis. Back to serve it will be Morton. Katie has a couple of aces so far in this match. And here's the jump serve again. She doesn't throw it as high in the air as Simmons does. Great dig. Brooks got it all the way back over. Outside Rodenbaugh, jams it through the double block and got the Loomis kill. Number four for Olivia. Brooks making a great dig on that very powerful jump serve of Katie Morton. But with the Rodenbaugh termination, then that means another Morton serve. And this time it's an ace. 15-9, Loomis. SCM might want to use a timeout and make her think about it, and so they will right here. So after the third ace by Katie Morton, SCM's going to call the timeout. Loomis wins the first set 25-21, and they lead 15-9 in Game 2 on 98.9 KKPR.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back to Elm Creek as Katie Morton's jump serve is going to be too powerful here. And SEM will get the ball back out of the timeout. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. As you may tell, kind of the cold and allergy season as well. Sarah Simmons serves it across. And another out-of-rotation call on the offense for SEM. If you haven't been with us all night, that seems to be the MO of our officials tonight. They're keeping a very good eye on that. You don't see the offensive team out of rotation hardly ever, and I think that's the fifth time so far tonight that they have made that call. And Britta Bergman turns it right around and throws an ace on top of it. So Loomis, two quick points, now up 17-11. Serve across at SEM goes to Berg, right side. She'll roll it over to Bergman. Set middle, Rodenbaugh. Olivia tips it over, and in the net, going to be called on Loomis. I think SEM is short a point on the scoreboard. Should be 17-12 because there was a service error. And they only have 17-11 up there. So we'll see if that changes. Megan Berg serves it across. Outside attack. Loomis drives it home. Amber Collin, her fifth. 18-11 or 12. And checking into the ball game now for Loomis will be Tori Maskey to serve the ball away for the Wolves. Saw this the other night. Coach Gleason, we saw Brooke Thorell, I think it was, and Tori Maskey check in really late in their match with Axtell, and she kind of does that throughout the season. Pierce gets the kill for SEM. Miranda with her fourth. And the ball back over to the Mustangs for Ibaugh to serve. Rachel will float this one down the middle. Picked up there by Maskey. Set right side. They tried to slide it, and it did not work. Yes, it did work. It was blocked out of bounds. Rodenbaugh, I'm not even sure she tipped it. I think it got set over the net, and then it was knocked out of bounds by SEM. But we're generous, and we'll give the point to Rodenbaugh. Now she'll serve, and how about an ace? There's no doubt about that one. Olivia Rodenbaugh with the ace serve just dropped that one across, and now it's 20-12. So Loomis on their way here to sweeping this out and advancing on to play Elm Creek in what should be a great one. Outside Morton. Morton takes it off the tip, got the kill. Collin with the kill. Amber coming from the outside, and it is 21-12. And Rodenbaugh continues from that service line. Looking for four in a row. Loomis 4 points away from their 12th win of the season. Serve across. They'll set it to Pierce on the outside. Drives it over to Bergman. Close to the net. It's punched over Bartra, and it works. Heads-up play by Sydney Bartrup. She hasn't really just jammed it over from that center position much tonight, but had to there out of necessity. And now a timeout will be called by SEM. It's their final one. SEM 3 points away from being knocked out here tonight. Loomis won the first set 25-21. They're up 22-12 in game two, and we'll be right back on KKPR.
CHS Agri Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Olivia Rodenbaugh to serve it away again. Loomis up 22-12 over SEM in the second set. And the attack by Pierce on the outside is going to go long. And Loomis will pick up the point. Again, close through the first third of this set. It was 9-8 at one point, and then now Loomis just continuing to string points together, 23-12. Rodenbaugh two away from the victory for Loomis. Across the go, set to the outside. The attack by Shaylee Burr, who just checked in, is going to be deep. And it is match point for Loomis. 24-12, the Wolves have scored seven in a row. And the Loomis Wolves, Olivia Rodenbaugh, mishit it. And it's going to go wide and out of bounds. So it will be up to SEM. They'll serve until this match is over, and it'll be Lauren Ibaugh back there to do it. 24-13, Loomis. Still plenty of match points as Ibaugh knocks it across. Bergman gets it close to the net, and Bartrup stepped under the net, crossed the center line, trying to get that ball and keep it in play. So the Mustangs will pick up another point, and Ibaugh will get to serve again. Lauren serves. Hit the net, did not get over, and that's how the match will end. Loomis will get point 25 on a service there, and Loomis will sweep SEM here tonight at Elm Creek, 25-21 and 25-14. SEM, after winning three in a row coming in, drops a couple to a couple of state-rated teams here tonight, and they fall to 6-7. Loomis will improve to 12-1 on the season. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show, give you all the final stats, and then get you ready for our final match between Elm Creek and Loomis. It's all coming up after this one-minute timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
CHS Agri Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to Elm Creek High School. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're open late on Thursdays till 8 o'clock, so you still got time to get in and take advantage of their great deals on Columbia, Nike, and all of the top names in clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel, plus over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts for men, women, and kids. And don't forget, they've got NFL hoodies and men's college hoodies, 25% off as well. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this second set. First of all, for SEM, I had Sarah Simmons with an ace block and a kill. Deidre Brooks had a service point. Lauren Ibaugh had a service point. Miranda Pierce had two kills. Rachel Ibaugh had an ace serve. Megan Berg had a service point. SEM just couldn't get anything going on their serve tonight. Four kills, one ace block, one ace serve in the second set. For Loomis, Britta Bergman, two service points. One was an ace. She also had a kill. Olivia Rodenbaugh had five service points. One was an ace. She had three kills. Sydney Bartruff had two service points. One was an ace. She had a kill. Paige Rademacher, a service point. Amber Collin, three kills in that set. And Katie Morton, three service points. Two of them were aces, and she had three kills in the second set. Overall there, I had Loomis for 11 kills, no ace blocks, five ace serves as the Wolves take game two, 25-14, and win the match in straight sets. We'll look at the cumulative numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show after this break.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Trust the experts.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the numbers we had from this second match of the evening. And we will start with the SEM Mustangs. Sarah Simmons had two ace blocks. She had two kills. Deidre Brooks led the team in serving with 5 points, one of them an ace. Lauren Ibaugh, three service points. One of those was an ace. She had one kill. Miranda Pierce had one service point and had a team-high four kills. Rachel Ibaugh had an ace serve and an ace block. And Megan Berg had a service point, an ace block, and three kills. SEM held to just 10 kills, four ace blocks, and three ace serves in this match, and SEM will fall to 6-7 on the season as they drop both matches tonight. Up next for SEM, they head to the Bertrand Tournament on Saturday. Palmer and Litchfield are the teams that are there, and then they'll see Litchfield again when they return home Tuesday for a triangular with Litchfield and Sargent out of conference action. For Loomis, Greta Bergman had three service points in the match. One was an ace, one kill. Olivia Rodenbaugh led the team in serving with 10 points. Two of them were aces. She had five kills. Sydney Bartruff, six service points. One was an ace, one kill. Paige Rademacher had a service point and a kill. Amber Collin, two service points, six kills. Sydney Rodenbaugh had three kills. And Katie Morton, four service points, three of them aces, and a match-high 11 kills. Loomis ends up with 28 kills, no ace blocks, seven ace serves as the Wolves improve to 12-1 on the season with a 25-21, 25-14 victory over SEM. And now they get ready for the marquee matchup of the night, 12-1 Loomis against 11-2 Elm Creek. Then after that, Loomis is off until next Thursday when they return home to take on Wilcox-Hildreth and Amherst. We'll wrap things up after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season, and especially to the folks from SEM. Hopefully, things continue to improve for the Mustangs as they continue on into the second half of the season. And Loomis and Elm Creek will battle it up next here on KKPR. We're about 15 minutes away from the start of that match. Until then, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, and Elm Creek. And the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. And as you get ready to follow the Huskers, if you're going down to the game this week, make sure you've got the very neatest, coolest, latest T-shirt or sweatshirt, because they've got over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts for men, women, and kids. They also have the Indomitian Sioux jersey in stock. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying stay with us. We'll be back in about 10 minutes to get things underway with Elm Creek and Loomis here on KKPR.